From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. The U.S. Forest Service announced Wednesday that its new and improved Lena Beach Recreation Area in Juneau will reopen on July 1st. The day-use area is pretty much open now, though Glacier State Contractors is still working there.
You could call it almost a soft opening.
That's Ed Grossman. He manages recreation programs for the Forest Service's Juneau Ranger District. The Lena Beach area has been closed off and on for seasonal work since 2018. The work wrapping up now is part of its final phase. The project addresses safety, accessibility, and environmental problems. The old picnic shelters were rotting and have been replaced and reoriented for better views. The dirt road is now paved, straighter, and one-way. The old outhouses weren't wheelchair accessible. The new ones are. And culverts and a fish ladder under the old road were problematic for salmon runs. Now there's a bridge and the creek flows more naturally.
It's taken longer than any of us would have liked, but we did want to address as many issues at the site that we could, and I feel that we have.
Grossman says he doesn't have a final dollar figure for the work because there may be still some changes, and also because other agencies handled other parts of the work, but he says it's all federal money. The state's move to Phase 3 of its reopening plan on Friday, May 22nd, is generally good news for businesses forced to close previously under state health mandates. But Phase 3 is not an all-clear by any means, and actually places a lot of responsibility on businesses to keep their employees and customers safe. The Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week invited the Sitka Health Summit to present information on its Safe Stores, Safe Shoppers, and Safe Workers initiative. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Public health nurse Denise Ewing said the governor's latest health mandate did not imply that Alaska was free from the virus.
The governor did say, make no mistake, the virus is with us. We must function with it and manage it.
Phase 3 of the Reopen Alaska Responsibly plan allows all businesses to reopen which were closed by prior mandate, but it comes with a sternly worded advisory. Public health in Alaska is now everyone's responsibility.
The governor is advising that we still stay 6 feet or more away from non-family members, wash your hands, wipe down frequently touched surfaces, wear the face coverings in public settings and in close contact with others, stay home if you're sick, and be mindful and respectful of those that are more vulnerable than you are.
Ewing emphasized this point. People who suffer from, say, diabetes don't exactly advertise it on a t-shirt. So how will being mindful and respectful work in an environment where people are eager to get on with business, yet fully aware that the COVID-19 virus remains active in the state and is even spreading rapidly in some other parts of the country? That's where the Sitka Health Summit's Safe Stores, Safe Shoppers, and Safe Workers initiative comes in. Six agencies have collaborated to survey Sitka businesses about what resources they feel they need to comply with public health guidelines while still serving customers. In all, 34 businesses and individuals responded to the survey. Health Summit Coalition member Chandler O'Connell ran through some of the results for the chamber audience.
You can see that cleaning supplies and hand sanitizer and no contact thermometers were the top of the list. And we know that the supply chain for all of those items have been challenging both locally and nationally. There's been fluctuations in prices, fluctuations in delivery time. And so that was helpful guidance to get from the community that is still a need, even as folks have been, the supply has been improving and increasing.
Also, the one thing that has been a particular struggle for some residents loomed large on the survey, how to nudge customers to wear face coverings.
57% of businesses said they would like something like this. And something that came up in our follow-up conversations with folks is there's a desire to provide clarity to customers, to make it really easy to know, like what's expected while still making it really welcoming, right? Like this is about a relationship between a business and a consumer, and you want the clarity of information to be there so everyone can have a good experience.
O'Connell said that a local graphic designer was already working on signage for Sitka businesses with messages ranging from masks encouraged to masks required. The Safe Stores, Safe Shoppers, Safe Workers initiative is funded by a $5,000 grant from the Sitka Legacy Foundation and $2,000 from the Sitka Health Summit. The cleaning supplies, mitigation tools, and training materials made available by the initiative are not intended to replace a business's normal expenses. Alaska is reopening under phase 3 of a 4-part plan, but nothing is normal. This is Governor Mike Dunleavy speaking to the press on Wednesday, May 20th.
You know, somebody asked me, are we going to ever get back to being normal? And I said, you know, until there's a vaccination, until there are antivirals, we're going to have to change our behaviors a little bit because we've talked about how this virus works. And so I said, I don't know the answer to that, but we're going to work at getting back to as close as normal. And I think we're headed in the right direction, again, with your help, Alaska.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Ongoing news of the coronavirus pandemic can be depressing along with the recommended social distancing. Alaskans have coped in different ways, like getting outside, exercising, or completing home projects. For one young couple in Petersburg, they've decided to invest in some baby goat miniature goats as a way to become more self-sufficient in this time of uncertainty. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
A block from downtown Petersburg, along the main city street, Danny Christensen lives in a two-story home on a corner lot. Today, in the backyard, two tiny goats are hopping around.
New people, are you excited?
Christensen carefully opens the gate.
They will just dive right out. See, she's one of them. And she is very affectionate. You nibble on your hair. That is Belle, or Jezebel.
Lily and Belle are mini alpine dairy goats with black, brown, and white fur. They'll grow to just over 2 feet tall. Eventually, they'll produce milk. But for right now, they're just jumping around the yard on lumber, a chair, and even a couch.
Things for the goats to climb on. It's their playground. It's what they enjoy doing.
Becoming more self-sufficient has been on Christensen's mind for a while, and the coronavirus pushed that idea forward. He saw the goats for sale in Sitka on Facebook and had them shipped over.
They seem like pretty happy goats, maybe a little clumsy still. They are a little out of toddlerhood, basically.
They're just 9 weeks old, and they like attention.
Basically check on them no less than every 2 hours. You know, they'll start complaining after too long. Hey, it's lonely back here. So you come out. Yesterday I brought the guitar out here for a bit because I was like, well, it's not like I need to be super hands-on with them. They just want more company.
That is so cute.
Cooing over the babies is Danny's partner, Noelle McPherson. She also loves animals and spent a few months last year at a goat farm learning about them. She says Lily and Belle are bringing them joy during the time of COVID.
They love to play and they love people and they're just so jubilant. It's just a really good time to have something positive like them happening. It's just like some good news in all of this.
And I'm excited about getting my own milk. You know, it's $6 a gallon here. No hard feelings, grocery stores. But I'm very excited about kind of a self-subsistent lifestyle.
They have a start, a bunny, three rats, three cats, and a dog. Christensen's dad has been working on the greenhouse and garden for years, along with a small apple and cherry orchard alongside the house. Christensen would like to expand all of that and add some chickens.
I do also want to get bees eventually, make our own honey, but you know, that's a whole nother can of worms and it's not going to happen this year for sure.
Today, they're just focused on Lily and Belle and taking them for a walk. They use collars and leashes, just like for dogs. They head out onto the sidewalk toward downtown. They've gone on a few walks before and have found that the two baby goats stay close. They're focused on walking forward with the human herd and don't get distracted by plants or the traffic just feet away. They make a big loop by the library, the hospital, and back to the main downtown street. Several drivers do a double take, and there are a lot of surprised smiles. Christensen is fine with the attention and says he is open to sharing the goat's grazing skills with anyone who needs their salmonberry bushes thinned out. But there's one condition.
As long as there's somebody there to hang out with them, they like to stay near.
The couple realizes achieving their small farm dream in town will take cooperation with their neighbors. Chicken coops are common in town, but large farm animals are not. So far, though, Christensen says, neighbors have been understanding and he's very grateful for that. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.